From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo warns of climate change impact on food resilience. Vice President Maruf Amin highlights the importance of preparing superior human resources. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo has warned that the impact of climate change will increase the frequencies, intensity, and duration of geo-hydrometeorological disasters that may threaten Indonesia's food resilience. The adaptability and productivity of plants will increasingly decline, thereby threatening food resilience in Indonesia. This was stated by President Joko Widodo in his address at the virtual commemoration of the 72nd World Meteorology Day, accessed from Jakarta on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. He further said that the impact of climate change will increasingly do harm to Indonesia as an agrarian and maritime country. Vice President Maruf Amin has emphasized the importance of preparing superior and competitive human resources to advance the nation. The Indonesian government needs young people who have high spirit because the government wants to prepare superior human resources who have competitiveness, not only nationally but also globally. This was stated by Vice President Maruf Amin while visiting Wali Songo Ngabar Islamic Boarding School in Ponorogo, East Java, on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. He also lauded the students of the Islamic Boarding School for excelling not only in religion but also in science and technology. Digital economy development is vital for putting Indonesia on the list of 10 major global economies by 2045. This was stated by Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir during the Indonesian Young Entrepreneurs Association HIPMI's 2022 Digital Fest on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He said that in its 76 years of independence, Indonesia must maintain its great dreams by optimizing all opportunities available for advancing the nation in the future, particularly at the centenary of independence in 2045, when Indonesia is projected to be among the 10 major economies. The minister also explained that there are several key factors that must be anticipated to realize Indonesia's great dreams, and one of the keys is to develop Indonesia's digital economy. Indonesia, which has a significant role in globalizing the creative economy industrial sector, is the main initiator and one of the most powerful co-supporters and co-organizer to turn the creative economy industry into a global one. This was affirmed by Deputy Foreign Minister Mahendra Siregar on a webinar on reflections and development of creative economy cooperation on Wednesday, escorted by Antara. He also remarked that Indonesia's ability to elevate the creative economy industry sector to the global agenda is a major achievement. According to Siregar, this achievement was clocked precisely at the time when the world was being hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. In Indonesia, the creative economy industry grew quite significantly in the midst of a slump in other industrial sectors due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Ambassador of Bangladesh to Indonesia Muhammad Mustafizur Rahman at the 51st anniversary held in Jakarta has said, more recently, that Bangladesh and Indonesia have really strong and good bilateral relations.
Bangladesh and Indonesia enjoy excellent bilateral relationship. The diplomatic relation between both the countries established in 1972. Hence, this year, Bangladesh and Indonesia is also celebrating the 50th year of the diplomatic relations. For your information, ladies and gentlemen, various programs are underway to mark the diplomatic relations in a very befitting manner. Trade between Bangladesh and Indonesia is witnessing almost a growth rate of 50% in the last fiscal year.
On the same occasion, Coordinating Minister for Culture and Human Development of Indonesia, Muhajir Effendi, explained that the trade volume of both countries increased by 72% in 2021.
Throughout the year of 2021, our trade volume increased 72% compared to 2020. I took note that last year's bilateral trade volume has reached $3.3 billion. An extraordinary number compared to $1.76 billion in 2020. Our trade balance still has room to grow, and I am convinced that both countries could work together to minimize the imbalance.
Minister Muhajir further said that the economic progress between Indonesia and Bangladesh could strengthen bilateral relations in the future. Let's move on to the international news. Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong in Washington on Wednesday said that an impact on already strained U.S.-China relations is among the implications that the Asia-Pacific may have to brace for a result of the war in Ukraine. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, giving his thought at a dialogue organized by the American think tank, the Council on Foreign Relations, or CFR, Mr. Lee also said that if crazy decisions and historical errors were the justification for invading another country, many in the Asia-Pacific region would feel very insecure. The World Health Organization on Wednesday released an updated plan for COVID-19, laying out key strategies that, if implemented in 2022, would allow the world to end the emergency phase of the pandemic. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the plan includes three possible scenarios for how the virus might evolve in the coming year. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, during a briefing, said that based on what WHO knows now, the most likely scenario is that the COVID-19 virus continues to evolve, but the severity of the disease it causes reduces over time as immunity increases due to vaccination and infection. In this base case scenario, which serves as the WHO working model, the virus causes less severe outbreaks with periodic spikes in transmission as immunity wanes. Booster shots might be needed for those who are most at risk. The virus would likely fall in a seasonal pattern, with peaks in colder months similar to influenza. Listener, now let's move it on to Diplomatic Corner. On Indonesia books transaction for food products and agricultural products on the first day of Cairo Supermarket Expo 2022.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: Indonesia books transaction for food products and agricultural products on the first day of Cairo Supermarket Expo 2022. Listeners, Indonesia again participates in the Cairo Supermarket Expo at the Cairo International Convention and Exhibition Center in Nasr City, Cairo. The exhibition of food, beverage, and agricultural products is held from March 24th to 31st, 2022. Indonesian Ambassador to Egypt, Lutfi Rauf, on the sideline of the opening of the Indonesian Pavilion, stated, "With an increase in Indonesia's exports to Egypt in 2021, which reached $1.653 billion, Indonesia will continue to carry out more promotions, including Indonesia's participation in this Cairo Supermarket Expo. Penetration of new markets as well as strengthening the brand image of Indonesia products are the two targets to be achieved in Indonesia's participation in the Supermarket Expo exhibition, which is held every year before the month of Ramadan." Meanwhile, the trade attaché of the Indonesian embassy in Cairo, Irman Adi Purwanto Mufti, said that the Indonesian products exhibited at the supermarket expo include Robusta and Arabica coffee products, biscuits, candy, and instant ground coffee, wet flour, organic fertilizer, beverage products of coconut water, health supplement products, handicraft products from the province of West Nusa Tenggara and Cirebon, as well as cargo shipping service products. Irman Adi also explained on the first day of the Supermarket Expo exhibition, Indonesia recorded a potential transaction for patented nanotechnology organic fertilizer product, coffee products, and snack products of $670,000. The Indonesian pavilion, with an area of 40 square meters, also promotes the beauty of nature and tourism spots, as well as the promotion of the Spice of the World program. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, Today in History starts with the event on March 31, 1928, when the Equator Monument was built in Pontianak City. The Equator Monument is located on Jalan Khatulistiwa in North Pontianak, West Kalimantan Province.
toward Mampawah City, the location of the monument is about 3 kilometers from the center of Pontianak City. The history of the construction of this monument can be read. The note states, on March 31, 1928, an international expedition arrived in Pontianak led by a Dutch geographer to determine the point milestone of the equator in Pontianak City. Let's move to March 31, 1981, when the drama of the hijacking of the Garuda DC-9 Woyla plane at Bangkok's Don Muang Airport ended. Garuda Indonesia Flight 206, or better known as the DC-9 Woyla aircraft, is a Garuda Indonesia flight from Talang Betutu Airport, Palembang to Polonia Airport, Medan. This plane was hijacked on March 28, 1981 by five terrorists led by Imran bin Muhammad Zain, and they were identified themselves as members of the Islamic group of Jihad Command. They demanded that their colleagues who were detained after the Cicendo incident in Bandung, West Java, be released. The hijacking reached its peak of drama at Don Muang Airport in Bangkok, Thailand on March 31, 1981 after the raid by Group 1 Parakomando led by Infantry Lieutenant Colonel Sintong Panjaitan. We end today's history with the event in 1954, when Dalai Lama arrived in India from exile. The 14th Dalai Lama was the leader of Tibet who was enthroned in 1950. But at the time, Tibet was under Chinese occupation. The Tibetan resistance movement led by the Dalai Lama could be crushed by China. The Dalai Lama, his family, and his followers fled on March 17, 1959 to India through the Himalayas on foot. The epic journey ended in India on March 31, 1959. Well, listener, that was Student History read by Ahmad Faisal.
Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu, hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu, hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak kau pernah ragukan itu, hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Aku di sini untuk kamu,
di sini untuk kamu. Tanpa kamu, aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa. Bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragen van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Commission B of Surabaya City Regional Legislative Council, DPRD, invited 23,000 micro, small and medium business MSMEs in Surabaya, East Java, to get involved in reducing plastic waste. Commission B member Alifian Limardi said in Surabaya on Tuesday that the data from National Waste Management Information System in 2020 showed that plastic waste contributed 19.4% to all waste in Surabaya. According to Alifian, they cannot depend on the people only in reducing the waste. Both big scale and MSMEs producers are also responsible for the waste. Currently, Alifian said, there are some 23,000 MSMEs in Surabaya that must be involved in the reduction of plastic waste. At an early stage, the Surabaya city government can involve the MSMEs at the Kue Village, Tempe Village, Lontong Village, and Pro Climate Village. Besides, the plastic waste can be reduced by MSMEs by using eco-friendly packaging, such as cloth bags, paper packaging, corrugated box to replace bubble wrap, and paper tape to replace plastic tape. Food and beverage MSMEs can begin by not providing plastic straws. During the socialization period, they will disseminate into two mini-market. Modern markets, restaurants, and people's markets about the plastic bag ban and the obligation to use eco-friendly shopping bags.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu meski kau telah dimilikinya.
Are still with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the world on 3325 kilohertz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
There is a unique tradition preserved by Gorontalo women, especially before the month of Ramadan. It is called the Mohibada tradition. Mohibada is a tradition of using facial scrubs or masks by Gorontalo women. This mask is made from a mixture of various spices including humo poto or kencur, bungale or bangle, and alawahu or turmeric. To get maximal result, it is recommended to use a mixture of glutinous rice flour so that the result of the mask dough are smoother. Making mohibada herb is quite simple. Initially, the glutinous rice is soaked. Then the soaked rice is ground with various spices until smooth. Then the mohibada herb is ready to be applied to the face and left for a while so that the efficacy of this herb seeps through the pores. Then the mohibada herbs is ready to be applied to the face and left for a while so that the efficacy of this herb seeps through the pores. Now, these traditional spikes packages can be purchased at traditional markets at the price of around 15,000 rupiah per package. Mohibada herb has many benefits for the skin. For women who regularly use this herb, their skin will feel firmer, healthier, more radiant, fresher, less wrinkled, and moisturized. In addition, this Gorontalo specialty is quite safe to use regularly because it comes from natural ingredients. With so many benefits, the Mohibada tradition can be carried out not only in the month of Ramadan, but also in other months. However, the implementation of Mohibada in the fasting month becomes more special. During Ramadan, the skin will feel dry. Moreover, the weather in Gorontalo is so hot that the skin is easy to dry. In addition to month of Ramadan, the Mohibada tradition is also a ritual at Gorontalo traditional weddings. Bride-to-be, mothers and girls are allowed to hold Mohibada. The Mohibada tradition at traditional weddings is carried out in a series of sauna bath or molong wudu. Molong wudu is a traditional bath or self-cleaning for women before their weddings. This activity continues with siraman or momohuto. The bride-to-be can only be accompanied by a woman who is the closest relatives.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia. Depan yang indah bersamamu.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
On March 21st, the Sarina building officially starts operating with a new phase after being renovated in 2020. According to Minister of State-Owned Enterprises of the Republic of Indonesia, Erick Thohir, Sarina becomes a center for micro, small and medium enterprises products. He said that Sarina is the backbone of the local brands. Through PT Aviasi Wisata Indonesia or Persero, or InJourney Sarina Building, which is the first mall in Indonesia, is focused on becoming an MSME's hub and window of Indonesia. The new Sarina Building carries the concept of community mall. The hope is that the Sarina Building can become a gathering place for young people and the community. In addition, the Sarina Building also has an amphitheater and sky deck. The atrium facility can be used to hold various creative exhibitions, such as fashion shows. Therefore, it is hoped that the Sarina Building becomes a creative hub for young people and Indonesian artists. Meanwhile, Sarina's Managing Director Fethi Quartati said that after the renovation, the Sarina Building will provide a cultural space for visitors. It holds many historical witnesses and many past memories that are now histories, such as Soekarno Relief, the first escalator in Indonesia, and the reflecting pool. In accordance with the target of increasing the MSMEs level, the new Sarina Building provides a VIP room for visitors who want to shop for MSMEs products. From the VIP room, buyers can choose a variety of premium batik collection and other local products. This VIP shopping room concept at a glance reminds us of a global brand. With this new phase, the Sarina Building has many Instagrammable photo spots that must be visited. Not just hanging out and shopping, visitors who came can help MSME's products become classy. Sarina is a state-owned enterprises BUMN that was initiated by the proclaimer of Indonesia President Soekarno to accommodate the trading activities of domestic products and encourage Indonesia's economic growth. By carrying out President Soekarno's mandate that Sarina should become a center for trade and promotion of domestically produced products, especially agricultural and people's industrial products, until now, Sarina has been continuously committed to supporting the advancement of small, medium, and cooperative products.
Pantas dicintai, selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada. Untuk kau ber. hidup ini bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati, tak ada alasan
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Porco, de getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now let's listen to the song Rasa Cinta by Cindy Claudia Harahap. This song was released in 1998, written by famous Indonesian composer Rinto Harahap. Rasa Cinta tells about someone who loves so deeply, even tough, they may not be together. Well, listener, here is Cindy Claudia Harahap with the song Rasa Cinta. Happy listening! Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Aku hiburkan
All right, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening. But stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at @voiindonesia and send us email on voi@voinews.id.